Good evening. This is the February 28th meeting of the Whitney Town Advisory Board. If we could all stand and say the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. We do have a quorum, but we're waiting for one of our board members, Paul, to arrive. Do we have any county staff that would like to be recognized?
My name is Monica Vasquez, and I'm with Park County Commissioner Jimmy's office.
And I'm Denise Giordio with Park County Commissioner's Plan.
Okay. First item is public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board council about items which in its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of the agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the front of the room and clearly state your name and address and spell your name, your last name for the record. If any board member wishes to extend the length of time, it will be done by the chair and the board by majority vote. First item is approval of our minutes for January 23rd.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes of January 31st, 2018.
We have a motion.
The 31st.
I said the 23rd. Excuse me, I'm reading something else. I apologize. The minutes for January 31st, 2019 for approval?
Yeah.
You made the motion?
Yeah.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say nay. And I'd like to get an approval for the agenda for February 28th.
I move that we approve the agenda for February 28th, 2019.
Okay, we have an agenda to work on this evening. Any announcements for upcoming neighborhood items, meetings, county? Anything else? Okay, we'll move on to our planning and zoning items. First item on the agenda is TM19500025-6740 Boulder SPE LLC. It's a tentative map for industrial commercial subdivision on 2.6 acres in an M1 zone in the MUD 3 and MUD 4 overlay districts. Generally located on the west side of Boulder Highway, 1,200 feet north of Gibson Road within Whitney. Do we have an applicant?
Yes. Good evening. My name is Larry Bitten with Porox Engineers. As the applicant, and I have with me Sandro Viras, who's representing the owner. And the project is, it's just a commercial tenant map. And the purpose of the map is to proceed forward with a commercial final map, which will allow the owner to subdivide an existing parcel, which has an existing storage units on it and commercial tenants. And they'll be able to split out some ownership on it. So there's no new proposed development. It's just, this is just a mapping tool. And we have received staff's conditions of approval. We concur with those conditions and be happy to answer any questions.
Okay, this is a time for public comment. Do we have anybody that would like to speak on this item? Seeing no one, I will open it up to the board. Do you have any discussion?
So the building already exists?
Correct.
And then this is just taking the another building behind it?
No, there's no new proposed construction. It's, okay. It's simply to do a map over the existing property and be able to add some interior lot lines to where they can have additional owners for portions of the property.
What kind of businesses are in there now? Do you know?
We have extra space storage. This is the pool supply store. Yeah. What other tenants are in there?
Leslie's.
Leslie's.
I don't know.
I just have one question, and maybe this is because of the mapping, but I see that there's a four-year time frame on this, and is that because, due to the mapping that you're trying to subdivide the property? Could you explain that?
Or maybe that's a standard condition of approval for a commercial final map.
Okay, that was my...
To give them the length of time in order to do that.
Okay, and that was my only question, because I had not seen... a four-year term or something like that, so. Any other questions by the board? Anybody would like to make a motion?
I'll make a motion to approve TM-19-50025-740 staff conditions.
We have a motion on the floor for approval. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those against say nay. Motion is carried. Thank you very much. Okay. I would just like to make everyone aware that Paul has arrived. So we have
our humble apology to the board.
Fourth member on the board here tonight. And the next item is UC18-1017. LP, use permit, for a recreational facility, event center, or an indoor playground in conjunction with an existing indoor batting cage facility within an office development on a portion of a 1.7 acre in an MD zone in the MUD3 overlay district. Generally located on the south side of Boulder Highway, 900 feet east of Boulder Ranch Avenue within Whitman. So we have an applicant.
Hey, my name is Ulysses Perez, the owner for the batting cages right now.
Do you want to spell that for, did
my
you get
name?
That?
Ulysses, U-L-I-S-E-S, and Perez, P-E-R-E-Z. I thank my friend for helping me for the English, but not very good English translator.
No problem.
Okay, are you having copy for the project? Are you having information? For you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay.
Okay.
So there, he's expanding his business. He has batting cages in the afternoons and evenings from 4 p.m. and on to 9, 10 p.m. at night. And he's expanding for the morning to get more revenue and put a jumping, a bouncy house for a playground area for kids.
For different sports.
For different sports as well. So he's trying to broaden his area of a sports facility within his existing batting cage business he has now.
Okay. Does that complete your presentation? Okay. Do you have anybody from the public that would like to speak on this matter? Seeing none, I'll open it up to the board. Questions from anyone on the board? Discussion?
Is it that you buying the space next door or leasing additional space?
It's within the same space.
No,
interesting.
Okay. Okay. That was all I had.
I don't have any.
Hours of operation, is that anywhere?
Yes, it's right in.
Sorry, I think it's from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m.
10 to 10.
I guess this question is more for the county. Who oversees like the safety of the bounce houses and jump places, that kind of thing?
I don't know that we actually have an entity within the county that does that. They're not considered amusement rides.
Right.
So they don't have any level of inspection or permitting. It really, what it amounts to, it's just a liability issue with insurance that the individual property owner or lease he has to have.
Interesting. Do you always see the ambulances that stream, for example? And so, because of all the accidents that happened, so I didn't know if it was. So, kind of it's no man's land.
It's almost like those pumpkin patches or right. The Christmas tree lots, you know, the temporary ones, and you know, those inflatable things, those don't have to be permitted, and there are no inspections. Now, if it was an actual amusement ride, that'd be different. But in this case, yeah, it's an insurance issue.
Maximum capacity for the
maximum?
How many? By law, can you have in the building?
How many people could be in the building?
In the building inside?
Sorry,
at the same time?
Say the capacity, one day at
the time? Maybe 100. 100?
100.
They have in 4,500 square feet. If they have in right now, have 6 barricade cases. Oh, no, the jumper? This is capacity for maybe 50 or 60 people at the same time. It's the big bumper. We have some over here in the first place, the second place.
So in the big jumper?
Here. Open over here, second place. Mm-hmm.
You asking for the capacity as you put the jumper?
Look at that.
Yeah.
This is, I have.
Certainly is the maximum capacity that you can have in any time.
Correct.
What is that?
About 100 of the building.
100, yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
And how much will the party room have?
It's the whole facility. It's open.
So
the batting cages, they have nets, of course, and they're set up where you can roll them in and roll them out.
Yeah.
So it's movable, where you can open up the whole facility. So half in the morning, he's going to roll some of the batting cages in, lay out the jumper. When he closes that down, he's going to move the jumper out of the way, because it's one of those, like the ones you rent for your house for kids for
right.
Parties. You'd be able to roll it up and move it out of the way and open up the rest of the batting cages. And if somebody rents the play area for a party, he could move all the cages, open up, and open up the whole facility for a party with the jumper.
And there's no food services?
No, he has no food.
No, I don't have any.
If they do food, they would have to cater it, I think.
How many staff members at any one time?
Funkers and Tails.
No, it's only me.
Just one.
Just you?
Yep. For right now, maybe it's more better than we want.
I'd like to ask again about child care. Can I ask that again? Even though you've already kind of covered it?
You can.
Okay, if a child gets hurt, what is your procedure if you're the only staff member there?
Well, the parents would have to be there as well. They're not going to be able to just drop off their kids.
So if a child gets hurt, the responsibility is on the parent?
Well, the parent and business owner have to call them.
And if the parent drops off and leaves the child?
They would not be able to do that. They're not going to be able to drop off their kids and leave. It's not a deal in daycare. It's like when she mentioned earlier in Extreme, where you go and you go play for a couple of hours. A
couple of hours.
So will you have parents sign waivers for the children, or?
Yeah, there'll be waivers signed.
Yeah,
waivers
signed.
Any other questions?
No.
Anybody like to make a motion?
I'll move that we approve UC 18-1017 El Vuelo LP. For the use permit with staff conditions.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. All those against say nay. Motion carries. Thank you very much.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yeah, let me give you this back. Good luck.
Amen.
Thank you.
glad to have something like that in the neighborhood.
Thank you.
Thank you. It was sweating. Excuse me, one minute, I shouldn't have. Is there any general business that needs to be discussed? Any comments by the public? If I may, I have a couple of questions to bring it up at this time. First of all, I just wanted to make mention that Karen Miller and I have been attending the CDAC meetings, and we submitted our recommendations, which will be finalized this coming Tuesday, the 5th, for presentation to the Board of County Commissioners at the end of April, or the end of March, rather, or the beginning of April. Just to give you an idea of the things that were going on, there were...
CDEC is what?
It's community development, and it's based on grants that come into the county, and I can get my... the home project, there was approximately $7 million that was going to be sent to Clark County. We only had five active, applicants, and all but two were in unincorporated Clark County. The two that weren't had some other sources for some of their funds. But the grant only came to $3,870,000. So there's an overage there of $4 million. So I questioned the group to find out where that money was going to be going. And what's going to happen, it will be held in a pot because there are some BLM land that the county and the state are looking to purchase. And that will go forward to some of the projects. They're going to send out some RFPs on that. So we'll have an overage maybe for next year. However, on the ESG portion of it, we had $1,116,000 in applicant money coming in, where we only had $560,000 to divvy up. So it's going to be a very interesting meeting on the 5th to see how this turns out, how the pot gets divided, especially on the ESG side of it. But when our next meeting, I'll be able to let everybody know how that turned out. But pretty interesting process this year, and some good programs that came forward, good projects that came forward. And I think that's all I have, if anybody else has something else, other than I know Blanca doesn't want to hear this, so I'll take it on the side later.
The email you sent earlier?
Well, that and a couple other things. That's okay. So at this point, I think we can call our meeting adjourned.
Next meeting date?
I'm sorry. Apologize. Next meeting date is March 14th. Now we are adjourned.
Any word on our shirt?